come to a comfortable seat, or maybe laying down, maybe sitting straight up, legs crossed, legs straight. Whatever works for you. And if it feels safe to do so, you can go ahead and close your eyes. Take a deep breath in, filling your belly with air, expanding your belly, and then expanding into your chest. And then when you're ready, exhaling all of the air, either through your nose or through your mouth. And again, a deep inhale through your nose, filling your lungs with air. And then exhale, purging all of the negative emotions, worries, and anything else that you have to get rid of. And then take two more deep breaths on your own. And then imagine that you're standing in the middle of a beautiful pine forest. All around you are these majestic green pine trees. Millions of little needles all over the trees, waving around in the breeze. The light from the sky filters down through these, creating all kinds of glittery shadows and light on the forest floor. And when you look down, you see a path. On the path, there's gravel and rocks. There's shiny mica glittering in the sun, and crystallized quartz, both white and rose-colored, big rocks and little rocks. And to the side, there's patches of grass and roots from the trees. And when you look up, you see a beautiful bluebird-colored blue sky with little clouds, puffy as can be, moving by in the breeze. You feel this breeze on your face and ruffling through your hair. And you take a deep breath in and you can smell the fresh scents of this pine forest. You decide to start walking, and as you walk, every step makes a crunch, crunch, crunch in the gravel. You walk forward, and you see all of the different trees and the beautiful rocks. And as you're walking, you notice how the trees go up on the right-hand side, and they seem to frame a gigantic rock, way bigger than you, bigger than your house. And in the side of this rock, you notice a hole. And as you approach, you notice it's a cave. There is a light emanating from the cave. But instead of feeling scared, you feel like you're being invited in. You feel a sense of immense safety and security, so you don't think it's anything that you have to be worried about at all. You know you will be safe there. So you step inside. And as you go inside, you look around and oh, it's the most gorgeous sight. All around you are these sparkling rocks, all the colors of the rainbow. There's red and orange and yellow, green, blue, indigo and purple, and they just sparkle and glitter in the light. You feel so delighted to see all of this. And you also feel compelled to go touch the rocks. And again, you feel this sense of safety knowing that it is okay to do so. So you walk over to the first rock, this deep, red, glittery rock, gemstone. And you put your hand on it, and as soon as you do, that sense of security and safety and trust fills you from head to toe. And then you walk a little bit further, and you touch the one that is orange. This lovely orange glittering gem. And you feel a wonderful sense of creativity. Like there are options for everything. And if you were to hold onto this rock forever, you would never want for any sort of ideas. You move further on to the yellow rock. And you feel this amazing sense of wisdom and power. Like that you now know everything that you need to know. And you take a few more steps to the green, glittering gemstone and feel an immense sense of love and that you're healing. That nothing could stop you from healing completely. A few more steps brings you to the blue, wonderful blue rock. And as soon as you touch that one, you feel like you could speak your truth. Like communication is not a problem. That anything you want to say, you could say. And then you continue on and you go to the indigo gemstone. And as soon as you touch that, you feel a sense of awareness. Like you now know that you are part of a much larger thing. That it's not just you. That everyone is connected. And then you continue on. You go to the final set of gemstones, Dorothy's lovely violet color. And you place your hand on them, and you feel deeply spiritual. That God, the universe, the angels, all are there for you. You turn and see that in the middle of this cave, there is this amazing, beautiful, gorgeous, embroidered pillow. And you feel that you should go sit on that. So you do. You make yourself comfortable. And you take a deep breath. And you sit here for a few minutes contemplating all that these gemstones are giving to you and receiving everything that they want to give you. You absorb the powers from each of these, trusting that you will get as much of each one as you need. Some you may not need, some you may not need as much as the others, and some you may need a lot of. But as you sit here, paying attention to your breath, trust that what you do need will come to you. And then you realize that your time here has come to a close and that you've received everything that you can from these beautiful sparkly gemstones. So you get up from your pillow. And I wonder if you can feel a sense of deep gratitude for everything that you've gotten here today. You step outside of the cave, and again your senses are awakened with the smell of the pine forest, the breeze ruffling through your hair, and the crunch, crunch, crunch of the path underneath your feet as you make your way back to where you came from. And as you wiggle your toes and your fingers and start to come back into your body, I wonder if you can continue to feel that sense of gratitude throughout your day.